Oh, Rihanna SOS on Today FM. Good morning to you. It is Saturday morning. It's Paula McSweeney in for Alison Curtis. And I'm really, really excited today because Adam King, who we all know, he stole our hearts. He stole everyone's hearts, you thief, last year. And he introduced us to his virtual hug at the Toy Show in November 2020. And Adam and his dad, David, have joined me in studio today. And Adam, I must say to you, should you not be interviewing me? Because I saw your interviewing skills last night and they were exceptional.
Thank you.
They were brilliant. They were so good. How did it feel to interview Ryan Tuberty?
Thank you.
Did it feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you took to it like a duck to water. You were brilliant. And I'm really, really pleased that you came in today because you must be very tired.
Yeah.
You had a really late night last night interviewing Ryan Tuberty and just being a little superstar. And you're here with your dad, David, because I have in my hand a hug for you, the book. And it is so gorgeous. And yourself and David wrote it. Do you mind if I read the first page?
Sure, go for it, yeah.
Nothing warms us up quite like a hug. But what can we do when we can't be together? This is the story of a new hugs adventure and the boy who shared it with the world. And this is really, really special. So, David, can you tell us a little bit about this? How did it come about?
Yeah, it's about Adam and it's inspired by his virtual hug. But I think the other side of it that really inspired me to write the book was the amazing reaction that we've received from people all over the world. And I think the virtual hug came along at a time when people really needed it and people were looking for something. And I think Adam maybe gave a voice to that thing, that need that everyone had at that time. It was a dark time for everyone, you know. And I think the virtual hug became that little spark of light in that dark time.
It became a national symbol.
It did, yeah.
And I know these things kind of happen where it's not that you planned it, but it just exploded and it just became this warm, you know, it's just, Adam is a little superstar and this is just, everybody loves the hug, you know, of course everybody loves a hug. And what can we do in a pandemic when we're not allowed to hug? So this, like, obviously that's where that came from. But what made you choose to write a book about it? Like, that's the big thing to do, writing a book.
It is. And I suppose the choice came about because I have another book out that I wrote about Adam as well, and I guess my motivation for writing books are around Adam and starring Adam as because beyond the fact that he's an absolute hero, is that the importance of representation and see Adam seeing children like himself in books and the stories he's seeing and the stories he's reading, you know, and my wife and I really believe that if you can see it, you can be it, and it's really important to have representation in our stories, and so I suppose that's part of the reason I'm into book writing. But the other thing was that all of the ways that we saw, my wife and I saw, that the virtual hug was being turned, as you said, people took it as their symbol and turned it into an art form. And like, we saw it on coffee cups. I saw people get tattoos of it, which I'm dying to get myself, by the way. I'm just waiting to get in to get one done. And
are you going to get one?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I've been speaking to a guy in Dublin, actually, Stephen Doyle, and I'm just getting time to get into him. I'm definitely getting the hug done. Yeah, 100%.
Where are you going to get it done?
On my body, like?
Yeah.
I still haven't decided.
Okay.
I really still haven't decided.
What do you think, Adam? Where should he get it?
I'd say he should get it on that, on the right arm, because he has one tattoo, but that's on the left arm, so he won't have much room. So I'd say the right arm will be better.
There's plenty of room there, all right.
There's room with the other arm, yeah. We'll see. Will we put it on you too, no? With a marker?
No.
The thing that really amazed me, I suppose, about the book is that, and that inspired the book, all of the different ways the hug was used, like tattoos. I saw it as coffee art. One of the things, I guess I'm involved in education, and one of the things that really blew me away, and it's going to remain precious to us forever, is all of the ways that school children were inspired to use the hug, and all of the ways they sent us their own virtual hugs, and they sent Adam pictures of them. And I mean, one school did this amazing human art outside of the hug, which was just stunning, and a lot of that is kind of captured in the book in ways, or the spirit of that is captured. And I would hope, like, the book is for young children, but I would hope everybody would see a little piece of themselves in there and their experiences. And I guess what I tried to capture was the longing maybe that people had to connect in the ways we were used to, whether it is through sport or whether it was through just seeing each other's faces.
Yes.
You know, I suppose that really challenging scenario we had of seeing family members that were in isolation. And the other thing, the one that I've maybe found was a bit challenging to capture was, you know, the way we were all sort of confined to our communities.
Yes.
But in a way, our communities were there stronger than they ever were.
Mm-hmm.
But in another way, they weren't there in the usual way.
Yeah.
Like, we all had the experience of queuing up for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
walking, maybe walking the streets that we're used to seeing buzzing, but they were kind of empty.
They were, yeah. It was,
you know,
there was no exactly. It was,
yeah.
It was such a strange time.
Really,
like,
strange.
We saw the same faces all the time, but the kind of the spark wasn't there.
That's
the spark
it.
Was gone. Yeah,
that's it. And like I, you know, the hug then was there as something that people could connect with, and like we got so many messages during National Hugging Day last year, when the hug went on to the GPO, and
yes,
that started honoured in the book as well, and the Sam, do you remember the bridge, Adam, the Samuel Beckett Bridge?
Yeah.
And you know, so many messages from people saying that that really meant a lot to them, you know.
But not only that, okay, so obviously everybody was, this is fabulous, this is lovely, but just through your virtual hug cards, Adam, you raised over €250,000 for Cork University Hospital Charity and Children's Health Ireland at Temple Street. Like, €250,000, more than €250,000. That's amazing. Like, do you, it's just, yeah, whatever. That's just another Sunday in my life. Adam, you are just amazing. And because of that, you're receiving a Pride of Cork award this month. Like, that's, what are you going to say when they give you the award?
Well, I think that I might go on to the stage, and I think I might make a speech, because I think my dad said that I would be able to do all that.
Yeah, like, we'll have to sit down and plan it.
Okay, yeah. But it's a big deal, and you're just, like, this book is so beautiful. It's like,
thank you.
It's illustrated beautifully as well, and I can see Adam there. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And actually, you've signed a few copies for us.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, your signature is gorgeous and it's precious. And we're going to give some away to our listeners in just a few minutes as well, because I know they're going to love it. Also, A Hug For You is shortlisted in the Junior Children's category at On Post Irish Book Awards. So people can vote for this as well. So we're going to give you a big old plug here, because we want you to win, obviously. So it's at irishbookawards.ie/vote. So we're voting for Adam and David King's A Hug For You. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's available to buy now. It'd be a brilliant present for Christmas.
Ah, thank you so
and,
much.
And we're just, thank you so much for coming in. Would you like to say hello to anyone?
Who do you want to say hello to?
I don't know.
Do you know what would be cool to say hello to? I bet you they'd love a shout out. All those people from your class in school that because remember when you went on the Late Late, they said to you, when they knew he was on the Late Late, give us a shout out. Do you want to say a shout out to everyone in school?
Yeah.
So, do you want to tell Paula the name of your school?
Yeah. Here's a shout out to Club Priest National School in Gertrude.
Well done! You are a natural. I better watch out. My job is in danger here. Adam, thank you so much for coming in. And David, thank you so much
you're
for
welcome.
Coming in. Good luck with the book. What are you doing for the rest of the day now that you're up in Dublin?
Well,
what's the plan?
We're going to the Disney shop, and we're going to a few bookshops. And on our way home, I think we're going to a really cool bookshop called Halfway Up the Stairs Bookshop.
Ooh, very good. And the Disney shop.
Very excited.
The Disney shop. It's the best. Listen, have the best day. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Here's Mabel on Today FM.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.
On Today FM.